Hey everyone, this is a quick little bonus episode today. I thought it was important to do normally on my winter break, but I really felt motivated to give you a little more episodes this month than usual before going on break. And I always trust that if I'm hearing you need to do this, then I do it. I hope that this helps you, especially if you struggle with Black Friday. Please consider supporting small businesses as well on Small Business Saturday. I know that it has been tough for many businesses this year, as well as many people. And you might be thinking, well, we are struggling financially. And I know that there are people out there listening who, even if they're struggling financially, will buy and get excited about sales. So this is for everyone paying attention. My little thought, as we get ready for the onslaught officially of the holiday season, at least for buying. So, you know, I'm passionate about supporting people clearing clutter. Black Friday is coming up, and I might have missed the boat because I've already seen emails that people are having Black Friday sales last week. I'm worried that I'm going to wake up and someday and in July, going to see Black Friday specials. So with Black Friday coming up, I know a lot of people do shopping on Thanksgiving. That really bums me out that now that stores are open, I just read one store, I can't remember if it's Belk that's around here, one store is going to open at noon or one or something ridiculous, so people can't even have an afternoon family dinner and hang out with their friends and enjoy Thanksgiving. So I want to first talk about Black Friday because I see that a lot of people can get sucked in. And I think the energy around Black Friday is that FOMO. Fear of missing out, right? I'm going to miss out on a special. I'm going to miss out on getting something I want. It doesn't even matter if I already have it or if I don't need it. There's all that energy and fighting, and I have to grab it's mine and make sure I get it and so no one else can take it. So there is that real crazy energy. I haven't gone shopping on Thanksgiving. I haven't gone shopping the day after. And so because that personally for me is crazy. When it gets that insane, that's energy that I don't want to be around. But I think between people, your friends, what you see, an advertisement, it's created this real fear of missing out. So we kind of go in crazy and buy all this stuff. And if you buy stuff you don't need or that other people don't want, it ends up as clutter. So I'm going to encourage you first, if you're shopping on Thanksgiving or if you're shopping the day after or any time this week, take a deep breath. Don't just have that knee-jerk reaction of fear of missing out, I got to buy. I'm going to encourage you to switch your frame to say, what about the joy of missing out? I have the joy of missing crowds. I have the joy of being able to spend time with my family and friends instead of having to rush and leave early to get some great deal. So instead of automatically getting in that mode where you're going to buy, take a breath, take a deep breath and step back. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I am wishing you all a day of love, reflection, gratitude. Hopefully you enjoy some turkey or tofu curry, not sure exactly how you say that, if you're a vegetarian, and perhaps you're going to enjoy a slice of pie. I once a year make Martha Stewart's recipe. I know I have to admit, it's a great recipe. I'm not a fan. I think she is not realistic for us, but she's got a great triple chocolate pumpkin pie recipe. I highly recommend. You can Google and find that. So I hope that you have a day full of rest and relaxation. And please know I'm wishing you a wonderful day with loved ones. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.